We were talking a few minutes ago about Louis' legacy.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us, I mean, anything you want to about how Louis has been received since 1971 with the Louis Armstrong Schools and Louis Armstrong Stadium and all the reissues. I mean, how, what,
Well, let me work my way up to that a
okay,
little,
sure.
because, as you know, it was Louis was often put down not only by fans but by musicians for being an Uncle Tom and worse, and criticized, and he couldn't play anymore, and he was embarrassing, telling tired jokes, and he was just playing for the white people, and yet he was putting out records like the Autobiography in 57, which proved that they were wrong, and stuff subsequent to that, and I was always arguing with my friends and fellow musicians. Nat Pierce one time, he said, "Will you talk? Stop talking about Louis. Dizzy's greater." And he grabbed me by the arm. We were at Copper Rail and brought me across the street to hear Dizzy, as if to prove something, but it didn't. But they all truly believed that he couldn't play anymore, and his chops were gone. And I always was arguing and fighting. And then, lo and behold, when the 90s came, I guess that was the line, he started getting recognition, possibly more so than ever in his life, thanks to Good Morning Vietnam soundtrack, where he did What a Wonderful World, and thanks to you, Michael, and what you've done with the Louis Armstrong House and Archives. And Wynton Marsalis deserves a huge bunch of credit for touring the world, talking about Louis. Very good. I mean, he's just so good as an educator. People like you, David Oswald, with the Louis Armstrong Band, traveling all over, and there's bands all over now playing the music of Louis, and there's celebrating Louis and Louis Armstrong exhibits and film shows, and there's probably more books on Louis that have come out in the past 15 years than ever. Before that, there was probably a half a dozen books that had been put out. Now everyone's putting out books, and I keep hearing about more books that are coming out. There's more TV specials coming out. There's videos that are being traded between collectors. There's DVDs, CDs. He's finally recognized the genius he was and still is, and although I still feel he's the most underrated musician in the world, because he's far beyond what even we think he is. And I think history will prove that.